Blog Talk Radio.
To my mama. Many of you had the opportunity of hearing my mom back in September when we talked about our favorite Southern comfort foods, the favorite comfort foods, Southern comfort foods back in September. Mom's resting right now, so she won't be a part of the show this morning, but we're keeping our word and we'll be sharing of mom's giblet gravy recipe with you, her cornbread dressing recipe, and also the way to get the perfect turkey. And it's a really simple recipe, but, you know, a way of cooking the turkey. But, you know, to have that, mama's turkeys are always so delicious. I mean, her hens or turkeys or chickens, whatever, but they're always flavorful. I mean, every bite, when you bite into the meat, tasteful, juicy, and all that. So it's a very good way of cooking your turkey. And so we'll share that also with you. So I hope you enjoy the show. Congratulations, of course. Mom and I and many of us in the Who Dat Nation are very, very, very happy. You know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of friends in Atlanta who happen to be Saints fans, but I have a lot of friends who definitely are Dirty Bird fans, and I myself support the Dirty Birds, but not last night, baby. It was not the Dirty Birds night. I know many thought that the Saints would not pull it off and win because of the two games that we had lost had been on the road games, but thank God we won the game last night, 17-13. Good game, Dirty Birds, but, you know, I watched Matt Ryan's press conference after the game, and he said that a lot of mistakes was just made, and you know, then playing a good team like New Orleans, you know, so, you know, it's good obviously New Orleans is a good team, and it's important not to make mistakes when you're playing a good team. So, but again, congratulations to my friend, Coach Sean Payton, and those Who Dat Nation Saints and so on. And it would just be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful if the Saints go to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. And then All-Star Weekend is only like a week later, like a week and a half later. Like 2 weeks later? Because Super Bowl is on February 2nd in New Jersey. All-Star Weekend would be Valentine's Day weekend. And I've always wanted to go to All-Star Weekend. And I used to visit New Orleans like I would spend time in Dallas. Honestly, New Orleans is only a hip and a skip away. And I skip and a hop away. And I have not visited New Orleans in ages. So I'm looking forward to revisiting New Orleans and going to the NBA All-Star Weekend in February, and it would be just wonderful if the Saints are champions. Man. But you know, we have to crawl before we walk, don't we? The Saints would be playing Seattle, which is another favorite team, coached by one of my favorite coaches. But, hey, we got to get that home advantage when the playoffs come. That's what's important, because whoever wins that game, they will have home advantage during the playoffs. And so we definitely want to win that on-the-road game also. So I just, you know, wanted to mention that. But then it's also another important day in history also. And before coming on air, I was watching Morning Joe and other morning shows, and 50-year anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And my mother, you know, that was a sad occasion that happened on her birthday in Dallas, Texas, one of my favorite cities. That is something. I've been amazed at it's just been amazing listening to some people talk about where and what they were doing when the story broke. I hope in my lifetime I never, ever hear that I have to live and see a president be assassinated. Honestly, I cannot imagine what you guys that were living as children and adults and those at that parade, what you experienced. I just cannot imagine that. That would just devastate me. As a kid, it devastated me when Ronald Reagan was nearly assassinated. Being a big lover of Ronald Reagan. You know, I've been a Republican since I was a kid, and been a big lover of Ronald Reagan, the superstar, Ronald Reagan, the Hollywood star, I mean, and Ronald Reagan, the politician. And when Ronald Reagan was nearly assassinated, I mean, that devastated me enough then. And when bad things happen to politicians anywhere on any level, that kills me. So I just cannot imagine. So I send deep love to people who were around. And actually, when the story broke, the president has been assassinated. You know, I honestly pray that we never see and experience that again, ever again in American history, not only during my lifetime, but in future generations also. That's just something. Thank you again for tuning in. It's the holiday season. Black Friday is literally a week away. Wow, wow, wow. Tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to talk about Small Business Saturday. Please call in and talk about how you're celebrating Small Business Saturday. One of my favorite shows, Your Business, on in MSNBC. We have a special on regarding Small Business Saturday. Man, this is so amazing. I received some of my Small Business Saturday materials the other day, 20 tote bags and a mat. I plan on celebrating. I network with a lot of business, and a lot of business I need to touch base with and network more with. But the Shell gas station in my neighborhood, I plan to promote Avon there. And also, I network a lot with the Save-A-Lot in my neighborhood. A couple weeks ago, fellow Avon lady and I, Tiffany Thompson and I, had set up for a couple hours, and she doesn't live in my neighborhood. She lives in another neighborhood, not far, and there's a lot of businesses in her neighborhood, too. We could set up every other Friday, but, you know, whenever I'm out and about, I'm promoting and networking Avon and the radio show, of course, and all of that, and just excited. Just want to shout out Small Business Saturday is all about supporting your local businesses and supporting your small businesses. And I just shared small business website link on my Facebook page, and they American Express is a sponsor, and they put emphasis on it's important to support your small businesses all year long also, and that is true. That is true. But today is my mama's 82nd birthday. It's just amazing to you know, that's just amazing. I pray that you see tomorrow and then to see your 82nd birthday. That is just a blessing. My Aunt Christine celebrated her 86th birthday a couple weeks ago on the same day as Cousin Linda. On November the 8th, but, you know, to see 82 and age 86, that is just amazing. I feel blessed to see 45. I was praying to Jesus to see 85, to see 45, I mean. You know, because you never know. You never know. And so every breath, every minute is amazing. I posted the other day on my Facebook page what I'm thankful for. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the ability to see this season, this holiday of Thanksgiving, where we really show gratitude. And we should show gratitude 365 days a year, right? But it's really important to acknowledge and realize, if you tell nobody, but within your own being, realize and think, instead of complaining or talking about what we don't have, what do we do have? We have breath, you know. If we don't have good health, we should be working on having good health, right? Exactly. And if we do have good health, we should be working on maintaining good health. If we're in good shape, work on in shape. If you're not in good shape, it's New Year's resolution time. You know, go ahead and start now. Don't wait till the first. You know, make that resolution now that, hey, I'm going to start living healthier now. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving and enjoy my favorite dishes, but I'm going to also start making those baby steps in living a happier and healthier life. And, you know, we go through our moments. I go through my moments. And, I can tell you some things and just, oh, my God. You know, I had no idea. But, yeah, we all go through our experiences, but it's important for us to be thankful. That drives me, that motivates me to be thankful and to see what I should be grateful for. Lewis Howes, that is one person, that motivational person who inspires others. He speaks a lot about gratitude. the importance of being grateful for what you have and to be positive and to not give up. Another inspiration of mine, David Harrison Levy. He was hospitalized earlier this week. Last night, he attended 3 events in Beverly Hills, L.A., Hollywood area. Star maker David, big shout out to him. But, you know, looking at his pictures this morning, he was literally hospitalized the other day, yesterday, earlier this week. And out and about, he told us on Facebook he will rest in his next lifetime, you know. And that's the good, you know, we deserve our rest, but that's good to have that attitude of let's do this. Like my friend in Chicago, who was a guest last October, Neil Thacker, he's very, keep pushing, keep pushing no matter what. So, you know, some of us are happy-go-lucky and jolly and spreading good cheer, but there are some that dread staying this holiday season. And some people are saying, some people are literally saying,
my apologies for the technical difficulty. Blog Talk Radio recommends that we broadcast from our landline phones, and my landline phones do not stay charged long enough. And so my apologies. But what I was saying is it's important to be grateful. And I had mentioned that Ms. Thacker always mentioned, keep pushing no matter what. And so he was a guest last October, my friend in Chicago, a real estate investor. But I thank you again so much for the opportunity. And I mean, there's much more to talk about. Black Friday is a week from today. We'll talk about Black Friday. You know, a website that I've loved for many, many years has been a website called BlackFriday.com. And I check it out at BlackFriday.com and sign up to receive emails from Black Friday regarding Black Friday shopping deals and so on. And also at Avon, you guys know that I'm an Avon lady, Avon rep. We have so many amazing items. I mean, we have a makeup sale going on tomorrow. Because I had mentioned last broadcast I might broadcast on yesterday, but I didn't, since I'm going to be talking about Small Business Saturday and promoting Avon. I said, well, I'll talk about Avon, and maybe some of my Avon friends and fellow Avon lovers will call in also and talk about why they love Avon and maybe in where you can get in contact with Avon ladies in your area also in person. But it's just amazing. Today's Mama's 82nd birthday. We're excited for Thanksgiving also. We ordered a Thanksgiving dinner from a local grocery store that can really cook good, and that's Piggly Wiggly. Big shout out to Nancy and her staff at the Piggly Wiggly here in Jackson at Meadowbrook. Amazing. So they're cooking our turkey for us. You can either get it uncooked or cooked. So I like the way they cook their turkeys also really, really well. But Mama, I love butterball turkeys when I was a little girl. I'll post pictures, flashback pictures of me looking at butterball turkeys as a little girl and so on. But this is just an amazing time of year. Whatever you're doing on Thanksgiving, working, there's a lot of stores are open. You know, I've interviewed recently. So if I snag a new gig, I might be working on Thanksgiving. Not just promoting Avon and other projects, but literally working. I love working retail, working and interacting with people and customers and clients during the holiday season. So I've received some good news regarding recent interviews and talks with businesses. I might be one of those working on Thanksgiving Friday. I mean, on Thanksgiving Thursday. That is weird too, because even Macy's will be open on breaking the tradition and will be open on Thanksgiving Thursday. Wow. So that cough seems like it's finally trying to leave. It appears a little bit. And as it departs, what appears? PMS. So that French song that I played, Minister Psycho, it definitely is my theme song this morning. I know some of you are saying too much information, but we're close friends, right? Right. But thank you for supporting the show, even though I have these recently had hiatuses and check out different time slots too, because different listeners, there's an American listener who likes certain times, and then there's the international listeners that prefer certain times. So I just like to see also what times are very popular and work with you all. But again, thank you. Thank you for your love and for your support. Here's Foxman, one of my Revert Nation friends. I played this song during the last holiday season, and it's Jingle Bells.
Open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. The girl I yearned to know, seated by my side. Our horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his life. Ran into a drifted bank, and we got upside. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to Earl, what's that up in the sky?
I don't know. I can't make it out. It looks kind of green.
It looks like someone's carrying a sack.
And what are those green glowing reindeer lights?
Is that St. Earl?
St. Earl?
He's listening to our music!
No way! That's awesome! Oh my god!
That really didn't happen.
You gotta be kidding me.
Holy elf. That can't be.
It can't possibly be.
I can't believe that happened.
Santa Earl?
Santa Earl.
Holy hoedown.
Really learned from love. try to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you hear at night. It's not someone who sees the light. It's a cold and it's a broken.
Had meet me at the mistletoe queue of the play, but it is taking a minute to start. So I hope you have your pen and paper or your recorder, or you can just listen to the archive show again, because I am going to go ahead and share with you the recipe for Mama's cornbread dressing. And some of you probably have this recipe, you know. But I don't know. Mama might not. She's skeptical about sharing all her secrets, so she might not. She provided us with one or two secret ingredients. But this is for those of us that really want a tasty cornbread dressing, and also the giblet gravy. If you don't want to use gizzard, because everybody's not fan of gizzard, the giblet gravy is popular for Thanksgiving dinner and usually. Gizzards are used, but you can use turkey meat, chicken breast, hen, whatever type of meat replacement you would to make the perfect giblet gravy. But gizzards are usually what are used to make giblet gravy. And also we'll share, like I said before, how to, you know, basically cook a tasteful, flavorful turkey. Now, I hope you cannot hear my background noise. I have a radio turned down, but you might can hear the Tom Journal morning show. So next time I take a music break or a PSA break, I need to tune my background noise. It's really not, you know, Tom Journal morning show. That's one of my longtime favorites. Sly Doc, I have to shout them out. D'Anthony Brown, Sybil Wilson, all the whole crew. Cornbread dressing. Okay. The ingredients. 1 cup of chopped onion. 1 cup of chopped celery. 1 cup of chopped bell peppers. 1 cup of diced apples. 1 cup of cooked white rice. But you know what? I think those of us that don't eat white rice, and a lot of my friends don't eat white rice, they prefer brown rice. So brown rice would be a healthy replacement, but recommended. Oh, 1 cup of cooked white rice, 1 small pan of cornbread, crumble it up, 1 bag of stuffing mix, 2 tablespoons of butter. So you
of course, put the butter in your saucepan, your skillet. Mix these ingredients together. Brown these ingredients. That's the 1 cup of onion, chopped onions, the 1 cup of chopped celery, the 1 cup of chopped bell peppers, the 1 cup of diced apples, the 1 cup of cooked white rice, and mix those items together, and saute it and all that. Other ingredients that you need would be 2 cans of chicken broth. Okay? So those are your ingredients. I don't want to get a step ahead of myself. So you brown your ingredients in the skillet or saucepan together until lightly brown. With a bowl, you add the crumbled cornbread, stuffing, and cooked white rice. Then you add the remaining lightly browned ingredients, which were cooked together. Those ingredients, the 1 cup of onion, chopped onion, the 1 cup of chopped celery, the 1 cup of chopped bell peppers, the 1 cup of diced apples, the 1 cup of, then that's it. You go ahead and add those remaining brown ingredients. And then you add the 2 cans of chicken broth. And then you add 2 raw eggs and mix thoroughly. Again, your ingredients would be 1 cup of chopped onions, 1 cup of chopped celery, 1 cup of chopped bell peppers, 1 cup of diced apples, 1 cup of cooked white rice, 1 small pan of crumbled up cornbread, 1 bag of stuffing mix, 2 cans of chicken broth, 2 raw eggs. Those are your ingredients. Okay? You brown the ingredients in a skillet or saucepan together to lightly brown. That would be the onions, the celery, the bell pepper, the diced apples. You know, of course, you place the 2 tablespoons of butter in your saucepan or your skillet. Okay? When you're through with that, you get your bowl, you add crumbled cornbread, stuffing, cooked white rice, then add remaining lightly browned ingredients, which were cooked together, and then you add 2 cans of chicken broth, then you add the 2 raw eggs. Mix thoroughly. Mix real well. Place the cornbread dressing mixed into a baking dish, and allow to bake for about 1 hour and 15 minutes at 350 degrees. And then you should have the perfect dressing. And get your cranberry sauce and whatever else that you eat with your dressing. And one thing about it, the giblet gravy is very good with your dressing. So for the giblet gravy, you get 2 tablespoons of flour, brown in 2 tablespoons of butter or oil, add 2 cups of chicken broth. Of course, add your seasoning. Add 1/2 cup of chopped onions. Add 1/2 cup of bell pepper. And you cook slowly until thickened. And you are already, you must boil your gizzards. About 1.5 pounds of gizzards. But then it depends on how much you need also. But about 1.5 pounds of gizzards, you boil them until they are cooked and tender. And then when the gizzards are cooked and tender, you cut the gizzards up. You chop the gizzards up, and you place them into the gravy. And then remember, the gravy is cooking until it's slowly thickened. And, you know, you continuously stir it and all that so it'll stick to your pan and all of that. So after you add the gizzard, everything should be good and dandy. You will have the perfect giblet gravy. Again, you add 2 tablespoons of flour, brown in 2 tablespoons of butter or oil, add 2 cups of chicken broth. And while you're doing this, have your gizzards, about 1/2 pound about a pound and a half boiling until it's until they're cooked and tender. Because you can't cook, the gizzards are too thick. You know, they're too tough to cut. You have to cook them first before you can chop them up. And so you add your seasoning to your gravy. You add a half a cup of chopped onions. You add a half a cup of bell pepper. And you cook slowly to thicken. You add your chopped, cooked, and tender gizzard to the gravy. And voila, you should have the perfect giblet gravy completed to eat with your dressing. Now your turkey. And the Butterball people always talk about, and you always hear experts talk about, the importance of, we unthaw our chickens and our hens, right? So you know you need to unthaw your turkey way in advance. Mother recommends to unthaw your turkey 24 hours before. Time to cook. Wash it very good. Wash it off in and out. Shake seasoning inside of the cavity of the of your turkey. Quarter an apple. That means to cut in four quarters. Quarter an apple, cut into four quarters, and place it inside the cavity of the turkey. Well, a lot of us put stuff in, you know. Place a half a slice of bell pepper inside also. And because I always wonder how the meat tastes so good. You know, I mean, so juicy. And then has so much flavor. And mother says the secret is putting these ingredients inside of the cavity of the turkey. And as it bakes, the ingredients just savor, just cook throughout the turkey. And then you can taste the flavor, you know, from inside out, from outside in, really. So place a half a slice of bell pepper inside. A slice of half a medium-sized onion. And put it inside. Okay, so the ingredients you'll need to put inside the cavity of the turkey would be onions, bell peppers, celery, and apples. Place quarter celery, cut celery pieces, stalks in half, and place maybe three or four inside of the turkey. Rub butter all over turkey. All over turkey. And shake Caesar salt on it. I asked mom, do you need to put pepper? Because I like pepper. But then, you know, most seasoned salts and seasonings have, you know, the mixture of the pepper and the salt and so on. So whatever your favorite seasoned salt is, we like to use that Cajun seasoning, Tony Chachareri or something like that. We like to use that. Then also, you cover the turkey with foil, and then you put it in the oven. Of course, you put it in a turkey pan, a baking dish. And my mother recommends a thermometer, you know, so because you want to make sure that it's completely done and cooked right, right? So she recommends using a thermometer. But allow the turkey to cook for at least 2 hours at 350 degrees or until lightly brown, you know, again. I tell you, it's very simple, and you would not regret it because it would taste so good. But turkey, unthaw, 2 hours before cooking, wash it off in and out, shake seasoning inside, quarter an apple, that means cut it into fours, place all four quarters inside the turkey, place a half slice bell pepper inside, slice a half a medium-sized onion. Ingredients that you should put inside the cavity of the turkey, onion, bell pepper, celery, and apples. Quarter, place a few half pieces of celery. That means cut pieces of celery stalk in half. And so put like three or four half stalk of celery inside the turkey. Rub butter all over turkey externally. Rub butter all over the turkey. Shake seasoned salt on it, then cover it with foil and put it in the oven. So, you know, when you cover it with foil, I love cooking with foil. That's when what really turns that, you know, yum, 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 yum. You have no choice to have a moist turkey then, a moist, delicious, tasteful, flavorful turkey. Okay? Of course, place the turkey in a turkey pan, a baking dish, thermometer is recommended, allowed to cook for at least 2 hours at 350 degrees or until lightly brown. Now, there, I shared with you the recipe for my mother's cornbread dressing, delicious giblet gravy, plus it's time to basically cook a tasteful Thanksgiving turkey. I consider myself a turkey-eating expert. I've loved turkey since I was a baby, and I know a good taste in turkey when I taste one. And many of us know one when we do. We know when it's not the perfect taste in turkey, right? When it's dry, it has no flavor. You do not want to cook a turkey on Thanksgiving, a hen or a chicken. You do not want to cook anything. You want all your food to have taste and flavor, right? And to have that juiciness to it. And believe me, you, if you follow those vibrations, you will have a juicy, flavorful, tasty turkey. You're wondering what happened to the turkey, why it didn't last long. Because it's going to get eaten up. And I love it. And please share with me how your recipes turn out. Take pictures. Send pictures, post them, and all that good stuff, okay? If you need to run it over with you again, feel free to call me. Leave a message, though, if you call my cell phone and email me also, okay? Because we all want to celebrate the perfect Thanksgiving, right? Right. So this is good for the bachelor, it's good for the family, it's good for the newlywed who's cooking her first turkey, and even the guys, because a lot of guys are taking on that responsibility of cooking and frying and the turkeys and so on. A lot of people fry, like to get their turkeys deep fried. But this is the perfect way to have a good oven-baked, more flavorful turkey. The worst thing is when I think I'm getting ready to eat a terrific, well, it very rarely happens to me, but when I think I will eat some good juicy meat and it's dried out and then don't have any flavor on top of that. But with this recipe, you will have a juicy turkey and a turkey where you will be wondering where all this flavor comes from. But with bell pepper and celery and onions and apples cooked throughout the turkey, you cannot fail because every bite will just be delicious. So so go ahead and try out those cornbread dressing recipe and the giblet gravy. And remember, if you don't like gizzards, you can use chicken and turkey meat and whatever your turkey meat is. And then with that turkey, you know, follow those directions and do it. Just do it. Like Nike, just do it.
You're glowing like these Christmas lights. You're the belle of the ball tonight. Our friends stopped in and we'll only leave when we tell them that they all have to. You wink from way across the room. I send a smile right back to you. Nothing is wrong, but conversations go long. I only want a minute with you. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and seek a kiss, the time is right. No one will know, meet me at the mistletoe. Before the party ends, another couple just walked in. The night's been great, but I can hardly wait until it's only us again. The mistletoe is looking so good tonight. Let's rendezvous and seek again, the time is right. No one will know, meet me at the mistletoe. I need a moment or two with you, just this rendezvous and seek a kiss. The time is right. No one will know. Meet me at the mistletoe. Come on and meet me, babe. I love you with all of my heart. I could have told you, could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Oh, it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. I was just acting way too hard. I could have had you there. Barefoot and pregnant. Four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing. Should I, I would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew. Now I'm writing you this letter.
I should have done better. Love that, Larry Graham and Prince.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your health care provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Woo, get vaccinated. I mean, really, oh, man, I've had this cold. I was doing my best to keep it from becoming the flu and pneumonia. Because I went for years without getting sick. And then the past 3-4 years, man, been knocking me out. Since it came early, I hope I'm in a been there, done that situation and won't be bothered with it. I need to stock up on a lot of vitamin C and all of that good stuff. Well, here's Scar Boy featuring Lil Flip. Yeah.
Skip the caviar, pass me the shrimp. I'm fantastic, fanatical, Flip Gates. And I'm introducing to y'all one of the newest additions to Clover G Records. Clover G La Familia, the number one fly boy music group. Now let me hear a round of applause for Scarborough. Don't wanna go to work, he lazy.
Word.
You know I'm about my biz, I'm screaming, fuck you, pay me.
Word.
And could it be the reason chickens wanna lay me? Cause I be selling white, I call it Slim Shady. That white girl, black girl. You can come and it really don't matter your race, cause I'ma break you off
and be strong.
I'm pistol black, but I just had to paint my drop white. Your chick ain't bad, it's mine, I call her Mr. Spotlight. I'm Jason.
That ain't hard, see, I'm fly. They can see you shine with me. Mind you ain't used to them guys like me. Like Flip say,
hey,
Clover G. They call me Scarboy.
Yeah.
You should be my baby girl.
Uh-huh.
So shorty, let's dip from here.
Yeah.
Let me show you the outer world.
Outside.
There's many sights to see. But nothing look quite like we.
Like
the spotlight, you so fine. What it take to make you leave with me?
Gotta make you mine,
girl, I gotta make you mine.
Oh, boy.
Extreme Woody. Merry Christmas, G.I. Loves Extreme
Merry
Woody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. This one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I. For all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. All the things in Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I.
got this swing back to back with this lady Annabella.
Every second I rest, but where are you? Now I'm searching for something that's gotta stay.
similar theme. And maybe it could be you, or maybe it could be her. But I done seen so many faces, girl, it seems like a blur. And I get asked on the daily shit, what do I prefer? And even though a nigga's picky, know that love could occur. I meet lots of beautiful women now, but nothing that grabs me. Heard her in my ear nightly, she just wants to be happy. I need a woman with logic, fat ass, and she's classy. But can throw that shit back when it's time to get nasty. See her in my rear view, the next second she passed me. I be trying to catch up, but she's moving so fast, we might never get a chance just to meet her, just talk. Enchanted by that pretty face and the way that she walks. I see you everywhere I go, and your web I've been caught. And truthfully, I just couldn't get you out of my thoughts. But where are you? And so I sampled white women, but not quite what it seems. I walked hand in hand with one, but felt like something was wrong. Maybe my inner black power's tricking me all along. I'm at the bar with my homies dancing up on a cave, bitch. They all seem to like me, but I'm stuck on this slave shit. Thinking of all the treatment that it came on a slave ship. So when I go on a date and whites cannot be my favorite. Thinking I'm closed-minded, shit, I'm facing the fact. I spent a lot of time with one, but got so taken aback. I spent a lot of time with her, but no relations to track. She could have been the one for me, but I'm relating to black. I got a flair for Latinas, love some Asians and gypsies. Mixed girls all exotic, think that I'm just a dreamer. But if I end up with someone that'll keep me complacent, when I look back and regret, at least I know where to trace it, right? So I got some insecurities, I need to come clean. I keep all women at a distance, vague in all that I seen. Should I be running from commitment? No, that can't be redeemed. I mean, I wanna find love, but this shit really changed me. Lost my lover 8 years, tell me now, can you blame me? Girl, I'm searching for you daily, but sometimes it gets boring. Had an inkling that the one for me might have been Morgan. Red bone, pretty face, but was too insecure. We probably were a match in heaven, but I just wasn't sure. And so I played with her mind, manipulator and more. And then I let her down easy, wish I didn't before. But see, my search shall continue, guard up with my armor, and dream of you all day till I'm awakened by karma. True.
Show. Hopefully he'll be visiting us real soon. Profiled him not too long ago, on October the 26th. You can catch him on Monday night, Wrestling Heels, Monday night. I'm not mistaken, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 Central Standard Time. And I'll follow him. I love his tweet. Follow him at True God Immortal. What's up, DMV? He's representing Baltimore, Maryland, of course. So big shout out to he and his daughter Z and all loved ones. Man, happy holidays, everybody! And we're welcoming 2014 in a little over a month, and that is super 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 amazing. Let's see, I feel like listening to a couple more songs. Well, at least one more song, but we need to talk a little bit more about shopping, Black Friday. It being the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy Jr.'s assassination. There's a lot to talk about. There's A-Rod saying in the news. There's been a lot of big deals happening in the MLB. We have, it's always amazing sports news going on, current events. There's a lot of events happening. Mayor Lumumba announced that City of Jackson's Christmas parade is going to be on the 30th also, beginning at 12 p.m. in downtown Jackson. And the tree lighting will be on the 6th on that Friday. So that's some news for Jackson regarding the Christmas parade. The Christmas parade will be scheduled for the 30th, November 30th. There's a Black Friday on Small Business Saturday at 12 noon in downtown Jackson.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Okay, I like to talk about different in preparation. And here's something from Heavenly Homemaker regarding how to have a smooth preparation for Thanksgiving. And it was published on Heavenly Homemakers, Making Our Homes Heavenly, Striving Toward Our Heavenly Home. And this is published by Laura. On the 18th, and she writes that, and this is at the blog, at the website, heavenlyhomemakers.com, and she writes that sometimes I wonder why I don't make big turkey dinners more often. After all, the food is so delicious and basic, meat, potatoes, veggies, rolls, dessert. But each year as I'm prepping this food, I am reminded why I only make it once or twice a year. It's a lot of work compared to putting together a casserole and serving it with a salad. You'd be glad to know that along with my everyday getting ahead tricks and recipes, I figured out many ways to get ahead for the big Thanksgiving meal as well. I usually start a week or two in advance, making good use of my freezer. And she goes on to say that, does our Thanksgiving meal taste like I've frozen and defrosted it? No way. So she says that a effective way of preparing the perfect dinner is to start ahead of time. She says, no way, it tastes fresh because I've learned tricks to get ahead and keep the food tasting great. She goes on to say that first I make my turkey ahead of time. I love getting a big chore cooking and deboning a turkey out of the way ahead of time. And then she shares her way of cooking, an easy way to cook a turkey. And it's all on the website. And then she also shares her recipe for turkey gravy. She states, once I've got the turkey cooked, I then have several jars of rich turkey broth that I can use to make turkey gravy for the big day. She says that she frees the broth to be used given day. And so she has a pictorial, and then she shows how to make the perfect turkey gravy. And then for the potatoes, she says that, well, I don't make my mashed potatoes ahead of time, but the day before I wash a large amount of potatoes in the dishwasher so that they are ready to go. I also find that it works well to peel and cut the potatoes the night before Thanksgiving. I put the prepared potatoes in a pot of room temp water when it's time to cook and mash them. All I have to do is move the pot of prepared potatoes to the stove and begin the cooking process. I love mashed potatoes. I cooked some delicious mashed potatoes last Friday night, and yum, 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 yum. Wash your potatoes in the dishwasher. And then she goes on to say, how about homemade rolls? We have two favorite recipes, one of them being these whole wheat butter horns. They can be made ahead of time, then set out to thaw in the morning and bake at mealtime. Very easy. Whole wheat butter horns, heavenlyhomemakers.com is the website. And she goes on to say that, what do you get ahead of big holiday meals? All of these tips and many more can be found in our Heavenly Homemakers Guide to Holiday Hospitality ebook. In addition, you'll receive planners, printables, and lots of recipes. For one last day, the e-book is marked at 99 cents, but that sale is expired on November 19th. So I'm going to share this information that I just shared with you guys
on my Facebook page and Pinterest and Twitter. And, you know, I have a new Twitter username specifically for the show and my other social networking sites, Culture Shock Talk. Please follow my new handle. But I'm posting this right now on my Pinterest board, and it's under the blogtalkradio.com board on my Pinterest profile. And so I'm pinning it and connected to Twitter also, so it's been tweeted out in Thanksgiving and fall. So I have that information tweeted out. Posted on LinkedIn also, and I'll Google Plus it out also. So just sending best wishes and love to all of my on and offline friends, my new friends, my longtime friends, just hugs and kisses. Big get well soon to Julian Antonio, LeBert, you know, LeBert, one of my LeBert guys. You know, he was in a bad accident, almost lost his life, and he is a living miracle. So definitely, if you're in Miami, wish him well. On Facebook, send him get well wishes and so on. And the pictures that he has posted, they're unbelievable of how his car looks. So he already is a God-fearing guy, you know, and I definitely know that he would definitely be sharing a lot with us after this experience. But Heavenly Homemakers also can be found on Facebook and on Twitter, and they also have a Pinterest page also. So it's pretty cool to be I found this awesome site. Laura Covinger, COPPING, is the creator, and she has a picture of her and her family and all of that. So I'm following her, and you can follow me on Twitter at Culture Shock Staff. KULTURESHOKBETH. I try to Instagram a little more than I do. But on Instagram, I'm KultureShockEntBeth, KULTURESHOKENTBETH. Please like the Facebook page and post and network and talk about topics that you would like for us to talk about more often. Also, okay? Would love for you to be more interactive and open my chat room. For some reason, I couldn't get in my chat room this morning. So my apologies to my friends who wanted to chat with me in the chat room. I didn't get my, from my small chat room, I didn't get it open. And then if I had opened the big chat room, I couldn't see what's really going on. So again, I thank you for your support and for tuning into the show. It's time to conclude this morning's program. We will broadcast tomorrow morning also, and we'll be talking about Small Business Saturday, which will be in a week. It will give you time also to make the Small Business Saturday plans if you haven't started already. And also, I will be talking about Avon and Mark Girl, also Avon Brands and Mark Girl, and what's good with Avon, and also other you know, online and shopping gift ideas, and you guys call in and chat in the chat room and all of that. But tomorrow we'll be talking about Small Business Saturday, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be filled with information also. And you can like their page. You can visit shopsmall.com and get all the information that you need to if you need the 411 on Small Business Saturday, the day after Black Friday, before Cyber Monday, you know, and all of that. But again, thank you for listening to today's show. Culture Shock Entertainment Report, the Friday edition, the morning edition, my mama's 82nd birthday edition, and also the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy Jr. Also, you know, but that makes me sad to think that, you know, if he was alive, I wonder what he would be doing, you know. Wow, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Or if he had lived, what he had accomplished. We saw the fabulous life that Jackie Kennedy or NASA lived. You know, if that had not happened, how things would have gone. You know, I'm, you know, I've seen talk shows talk about that, and that's how I think, too. Like, what if, you know? Because I think like that regarding my son. You know, I say that often. My son that was born and died in September of 88 when I had just turned 19, 20. And sometimes I wonder, like, what kind of person would he have become, you know? Thank you again. Happy holidays. Wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. I know I'll broadcast on Thanksgiving morning. My church service, my church Thanksgiving Day service is scheduled for 9 a.m. Cathedral AME Zion Church, pastored by Dr. Reverend Jesse Evans Jr. Big shout out to First Lady and the congregation and my friends at Cathedral AME Zion. But on Thanksgiving Day, we will be having a Thanksgiving service at 9 a.m. In the morning. I missed Sunday service because I was sick. I didn't want to be spreading germs. And Wednesday, I had said I was going to go to church on Bible study, but I didn't go. I still had that hacking cough, but, you know, I had planned to go. But I haven't coughed during this broadcast, so I hope that's good news. But, you know, it'll come up. It'll come up when I least expect it. But thank you again for your love and your support. A big shout out to the Who Dat Nation. Shout out to the Cowboys. Congratulations to Jason Garrett. Will have his job next season. I seen a report on NFL Network early this morning that the owner, an inspiration of mine, like Mark Cuban is an inspiration, that Jerry Jones said that Jason Garrett will have his coaching job next season, 2014-15 season. So that's good. He really literally worked himself up in the ranks. Did he not? He really, you know, when they say you work your way in the company, he really worked his way up. I have to give it to Jason Garrett. He's awesome. Big shout out to Coach Sean Payton also. Definitely back with a vengeance. He and the Saints. And big shout out to the Pelicans. First year Pelicans, new name, hosting the NBA All-Star Weekend. This is just amazing. But big shout out to those of you that supporting the show. And if you're new or old listeners, you want to be a guest, please let me know so we can schedule and book your show date and time. And if you're interested in advertising, let me know that also, okay? Big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staff here also. Alan Levy, co-founder of Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much. The co-founder of blogtalkradio.com listens to my show, and I feel so, I know, and listen, he listens to a lot of my shows, I know, but when you actually see the co-founder listen to your show, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, that's like the Colonel. That's like when the Colonel was alive and well, walking into a Kentucky Fried Chicken problem, you know? So, I mean, I'm like, oh man, co-founder Alan Levy listens to my show. Listen to his show also. He has a show here also. So it's amazing. But again, thank you, and happy holidays. I don't feel like ending. You know how you get on the phone with somebody or you have a conversation with somebody and you don't want to hang up? That's how I'm feeling right now. So, but again, thank you. Yeah, definitely appreciate it. I love networking with you. I love my private chat that I have with you guys. Keep your emails coming. I know sometimes I get behind. I'm kind of behind on emails. Definitely send me Christmas songs and your new music. Let me know what's going on. Call in and plug your events. I get invited to so many events. You guys pick up the phone or get in the chat room and chat with me and call and talk about these events that I get invited to, you know, locally and nationally, especially my friends in Dallas. And in L.A., and in Minnesota, and in New York, and in Florida, you know, and everywhere else, even my friends abroad. But again, thank you. You are just super amazing, and I really appreciate you. God bless. Remember, God loves you. 1, 2, 3. Here's a virtual hug. Keep your head up, keep your chin up. I know, even I need you to tell me that too. You know, just like many of you keep me going, I do my best to be your cheerleader also and keep you going. Keep God first or the high power, because I have atheist listeners and supporters and friends too. If we have that, put that, keep that, stay in that positive light, you know, and, you know, let's just do this, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are loved, and until next time, God willing, tomorrow morning we'll be talking business, and let's continue talking about where the jobs are, shopping, and preparing for the holiday season, preparing for the new year, 2014. And what I was going to say before this, I remember now what I was going to say before I was interrupted early in broadcast. I remember I had one New Year's resolution that I really did stick to. I stuck to getting fit. But I decided not to stay struggling anymore. And I started replacing struggling with succeeding. And to be honest, things start acting and reacting in a more positive manner than saying struggling. And whenever I cannot think of saying struggling, you know, struggling. Even though I still am working on that book I told you all about, you know, that uses that word in the title, but I stopped referring to I am struggling. You know, I am succeeding. I continue to look at myself as succeeding. You know, succeeding, regardless of. The struggling, it seems like make it even tougher. Like, oh, my God, if I can just get through this. But succeeding allowed me to be more positive and really, and then it seemed like it attracted more positivity and positive things to happen, especially in living healthier and in my business life, you know. And what I found out recently, right now I'm in forgiveness mode. I'm in forgiveness mode and in asking for forgiveness, going to God and asking God for forgiveness for things of I've hurt myself, unknowingly hurt others. I don't consider myself nor purposely hurting anybody, but unknowingly we do hurt others, and we do hurt ourselves also when we know better than to or when we don't respect ourselves. We hurt ourselves, you know. We hurt ourselves when we don't think of the in the best way. And so I'm in forgiveness mode of forgiving others or situations, personal or business, from my ever existence in life, from the time I was born. I'm in forgiveness mode of forgiving things that have happened and affected my life and affected my being and has influenced my way of thinking and my way of making decisions, good, bad, or not, you know. And so I'm in that mode. I'm in that mode of forgiveness of just those situations, you know. And I feel that, you know, I'm not a bitter person, and I don't want to ever become a bitter person. And I believe in by forgiving that places, that builds that I won't say that karma, but it frees me up and it frees my spirit up. I feel peace within me, but I feel that I need to really sincerely forgive myself, forgive people, forgive situations, forgive things that are beyond my control. You know, forgive. It's being that forgiving mode. You know, and literally, sometimes we can go to people sometimes that we might want to say, well, I don't know what happened or why things are this way. But you know what? You can always take things to God. God knows our heart. Like the pastor and the leaders at the church I attend always say when it's time for people to tithe and give, God knows your heart. So even in that act of forgiveness, and in other acts, too, when you're repenting or when you're being born again or whatever, God knows your heart. And so I'm in forgiveness mode. I'm in forgiveness mode from the time I was born, from when my parents split up, from experiences, just whatever. I'm in that. When I was one, you know, I've always lived a happy life. But just like everybody else, we all have had our experiences where we have been hurt or where we might have hurt others. So I'm in that forgiveness mode, you know. And I pray to live a very long life so that some of you don't get to freaking out. Oh, my God, what's happening? Oh, she's not about to die. I pray that I'm going to live a long life. But forgiving that helps a person to live a longer life. Because, you know, when we hold our pains and our hurts inside of us, and I have known this all my life because I'm a big supporter. I've loved reading Norman Vincent Peale since I was a teenager. And that's one thing that Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar always teach and talk and preach about. When you hold things in, hold emotions in, don't forgive, don't express love, like Leo Basalia, one of my favorite, you know, love psychologists, love artists. And when you do that, that builds up sickness. That builds cancer. That builds up high blood pressure. That builds up ailments. So when we can forgive, now, I didn't say forget, but when we do forgive, and that it really helps. And when we speak forgiveness sincerely, you know, that helps a lot also. So that's the mode I'm in. That's the lane I'm in. That's the place I'm in right now. You know, and then I feel that that would help my, not only, it would free me up, open me up to be more trusting person. I am a trusting person. Some people might say, but Bethany, you are totally trusting. But to be a more trusting person and to be open up and I'm a true romantic, but I am a hurt romantic. And to open up and not miss out when Cupid does strike again, you know? So it's just different things. But let me be quiet. I just want to let you guys know what lane I'm in right now. And I'm in that forgiveness lane. And I felt it was good to get in that forgiveness mode right now when it's a time to be thankful. Because to be thankful is to release things. To release whatever you're going through. Some of you might be in other modes. To love more. Or to love self more. To self-discovery. Going through self-discovery. Or learning more about others. Or learning how we perceive ourselves and how others perceive us. You know, a lot of us are going through different things. And some of us are going through the same things. Or different things at the same time. Right? Right. But thank you again for your love and your support. And looking forward to a very fruitful shows and more interactive shows also. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to Cut the Shock and the Family Report.